This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabom. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua. And yesterday we saw that the Chafetz Chaim made very important observations. Number one, he described the state of the Jewish people. He says, for the first time that we've ever seen, religion has plummeted to such an extent that people are taking their children away from the Torah. Mashalai hoyachin be'eza shanim shalfaneinu. This is something we've never seen before. Now I just want to refer to something the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Shmiras Halashon, because this observation is not something the Chafetz Chaim only writes about in the Tzipisa LeYeshua. At the end of Sefer Shmiras Halashon, the end of Chelek Sheni, Chafetz Chaim says, this is Chelek Sheni, Chasimas HaSefer, Perek Aleph, Mahu zeh shebiyameinu einon uroyim min habachurim bebeis hamedrash, ki im ma'ad min hama'ad ze'er sham ze'er sham. Chafetz Chaim says, in our times, there are no young people in the Beis Medrash. Who's in the Beis Medrash? You have old people, zekanim, old men, but there are no young people in the Beis Medrash. Now, what year was this? The Shmiras Halashon was published in 1873. Okay, so this is not even 1930. This is not 1920. This is 1870s. The Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying that there are no young people in the Beis Medrash. Now, the first time Tzipisa LeYeshua was printed, it seems, was 1929. The Chafetz Chaim may have, because of censorship, appendaged it to a journal. So this observation is not only something that was seen in the 1920s, but many, many years earlier. The Chafetz Chaim says that it used to be in previous generations, it was preferable for a father to see his child slaughtered before his eyes than to see a child in the pinnacle of success in the secular world. By the way, just on that nekuda, just on that point, we just came back from Spain. This is a very important halachic issue that is discussed. Is one allowed to take their own life, take the life of their children in order to save them from spiritual failure? And in the Sefer HaYochsim of Rav Avram Zakuto, he brings that Ra'inu Tzadikim Shahargu Atzmam Uvenehem Kedei Shelo Yetziyam Al Karcha Mitaras Hashem. This was very common throughout history, where Jews took their own lives and the lives of their children. And that Rav Avram Zakuto brings many, many proofs that this is permitted, be it from the Gemara and Gittin, that the children themselves jumped off the boat so as not to be violated. And Rav Avram Zakuto brings the account of the son, the grandson of the Rush, and the daughter-in-law of the Rush, the wife of the Balaturim, who took their own lives. So this observation of the Chafetz Chaim is already chronicled historically, that throughout history, Jews have taken their lives and the lives of their children. So why is this happening? What changed that all of a sudden, in the beginning of the 20th century, people were abandoning the religion? The Chafetz Chaim says the primary cause is the weakening of Emuna in the Olam HaNetzach, be it the Bias HaMashiach, be it reward and punishment, and all the promises of the Torah. But let's continue in... I want to speak about a very important inyan, continuing, segueing of where we left off yesterday, in terms of the source of being Mitzape LeYeshua. We know the Rambam tells us in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, so in Ikr number 12, the Rambam says, Ani mamin be'emuna shalema, be'vias ha-mashiach, v'yafal pi she'yisma me'ya, im kol zeh achak eloi b'chol yom she'yavai. The Rambam says, I believe in complete faith in the coming of Mashiach. And now the Rambam has a question. And even though he delays, nevertheless, I await him every day that he may come. So the following question is brought in the Sefer Shari Oira in the name of the Brisker Rav. And that is, this is very uncharacteristic of the Rambam. The Rambam's not Tosfos. Tosfos has questions, v'im taimar, and he gives answers, v'yesh loimar. Tema, v'yesh loimar, v'yesh lefarish. The Rambam asks no questions, and the Rambam gives no answers. When the Rambam talks about the Ikar, ani mamim be'amura shalema sha'bori yisbar shemai, enoi guf, v'lo yasigeh masigeh haguf, that I believe in complete faith that God is not physical. Does the Rambam ask, oh, what do you mean? It says, etzba elokim, yad Hashem, enei Hashem, oznei Hashem. The Rambam doesn't ask that question. Doesn't say, well, dibro toiro kaloshim bnei adam. When the Rambam says, ani mamim be'amunah shalema, sha'bar yisprach shemai, goyim el toiv l'shoymer mitzvaysav, u'manish l'ovim mitzvaysav, I believe in complete faith that Ribbono Shel Olam rewards and punishments. Does the Rambam ask, well, v'im taimar, what do you mean? What about tzaddik v'raloi? Ah, v'yesh loimar, that's only a miyot to miyot. The Rambam asks no questions and the Rambam gives no answers. The Rambam states halacha, or principles of faith. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to the principle of the coming of Mashiach, the Rambam has this question, and nu, what's taking so long? I don't know, but whenever he comes, I'm awaiting him. Why does the Rambam all of a sudden have this question? Says the Brisker Rav, in fact, the Rambam asks no questions, and the Rambam gives no answers. The Rambam is stating two distinct articles of faith. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Aleph and Beis, the Rambam says that King Mashiach is destined to rise and to restore the Davidic dynasty and build the Beis HaMikdash and gather in the exiles. Says the Rambam, V'chol mi she'enoi ma'amin boy, someone who does not believe in the concept of Mashiach, oy mi she'enoi mechake l'biyasai, or somebody who does not await his coming, loy bishar neviim bilvad hu kaifer. He doesn't just deny other prophets. Ela b'Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He denies the Torah and Moshe. So the Brisker Rav says, from this Rambam we see that there are two distinct articles of faith. Article number one is one has to believe in the coming of Mashiach. But article number two is one must await and yearn for his coming. And if somebody does not await his coming, number one, the Rambam labels such a person a koifer, a heretic. Number two, the Rambam says not only is he denying the prophets, he's denying the words of the Chumash. Tomorrow we'll discuss, well, where does the Rambam get that not only does one have to believe in the Mashiach, but one has to await his coming? Where in the Chumash do we see both of these articles of faith? You'll be hard-pressed to find any mention of the Mashiach in the Chumash, let alone an obligation to yearn and await his coming. But from the Rambam, we see there are two distinct articles of faith. One is to believe in Mashiach, and one is to yearn for his coming, says the Brisker Rav. Hence, the Rambam says, number one, ani mamin be'emunah shalema b'vias ha-Mashiach. That's article number one. I believe in the coming of Mashiach. And article number two is v'afal pi she'yisma me'ah. Even though he's taking a long time, im koze achakeloi, not a question and an answer, an article of faith. Awaiting Mashiach is an expression of emunah. If one is missing that, then they're a koifer, according to the Rambam. Now, says the Brisker Rav, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, yichakeh, V'yamin b'chlal hadavar. One should await and believe. Which means the Rambam is clearly adding, aside from belief, is waiting. And why does the Rambam say, first await and then believe? Says the Brisker Rav, so you don't make a mistake and think that part of emunah is awaiting for him. No, it's not part of emunah. It's a separate article of faith. Yechakeh, wait, and believe. Okay, and tomorrow we'll have to see, where did the Rambam get it from? Yesterday we learned that the smack derives the obligation to be mitzapeh for Yeshua from the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Where does the Rambam learn this from? Let's continue in the words of the Chafetz Chaim. So what has happened? Why has emunah slackened and weakened so greatly? Says the Rambam, Achein ba'avonoseinu harabim. However, because of our many sins, Kayoim today, Hitzliach Ma'asei Satan. The acts of the Satan have been successful al yidei shluchav harabim, through his many agents. Larapois sharshei ha'amuna mikarav Yisrael, to weaken the roots of belief from amidst Klal Yisrael. Hein b'sachar v'oinesh, both regarding reward and punishment. Hein b'yudei hanavim, and regarding the prophets, the promises of the prophets. V'chasharoyin goydel hametzukos, when we see the great torment, v'hatlois, and the difficulty, sha'ivrim aleinu b'chol yom, that we have to endure every day, medamin b'nafsham, even the believing Jews think, sha'kadosh baruch hu hister panav mimenu l'gamri, that Hashem has completely hidden His face from us. U'mitzyashin min ha'gu'la, and they have given up hope from redemption. You know, it's very interesting, because just like the smack learns that the mitzvah of awaiting Mashiach is derived from Anoichi Hashem Leikecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that part and parcel of believing that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is believing that Hashem will take us out of this galus. Well, then now we find another parallel between Mitzrayim and our current galus, namely, in Mitzrayim many Jews were Misyoish Min Hagu'ula. The Netziv writes that the 4/5 that did not survive, they were not on a lower level than the 5th that did survive, because everyone was basically on the same level. The only difference was the 4/5 were Misyoish Min Hagu'ula. So that's, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is what we see in our time. And because people see how difficult life has become, this is in the years before World War I, during World War I, Ve'inon mechakin l'machos shamayim klal, they do not await at all the kingdom of heaven. V'chol echad poine la'atzmai, and everyone just turns in his own direction, umavakesh etzos, and they're looking for ways, hein beheter, hein beiser, what we say, by hook or by crook, but some way, somehow, ech lefarnes atzmei v'nei beisai, the only thing that occupies anybody's attention is making a buck, because they see how difficult life has become, and they basically think Hashem has hidden Himself from the Jewish people, and redemption is hopeless. V'yoyser mizeh, moreover, this is not only a phenomenon among the Jews who are weak in their observance. Even the wholesome Jews, the straight Jews, Yirei Aleikim, God-fearing people, when they see the abandonment of the basic mitzvahs, when they see that people, so many Jews, are just casting off the yoke of Shamayim, when they look around, they see Shehuka b'chama mekamis, they look around in many places, and they see it's become so lenient, in yonim hachamurim shevachamurim, the most stringent violations, kagoin dvarim shechiva atar aleim misa v'kareis, for example, matters that the Torah obligate death from heaven, or short in life, for example, kugain chilo Shabbos, tichsiv mechal aleha moisyumas, va'arayos. Again, this is a very vivid description of what life was like in Europe in the beginning of the 20th century, where the Chafetz Chaim writes, bekama mekoymos, not in just some places, in many places, the most severe violations were lenient in people's eyes. Be it chilo Shabbos, be it gilei arayos. What does that mean, Gil Arayas? The Hainut Tfilas Nida. Women were not going to the mikvah. She Bechlal Arayas. A Nida is Bechlal and Erva. Kamay Shekasav Parshas Achrei Mois. The Isser of Nida is said in the Parsha of Arayas. So, Nafal Liban Bekirban. Even observant Jews become completely demoralized. V'choyshven, they think, Eich Nuchal Akavis B'darein L'Rachamei Shamayim. How is it possible to anticipate the mercy of heaven in our generation? After the Jewish people have annulled the Torah in such a profound way. So yes, even Jews who inherently believe in the coming of Mashiach, yeah, sure Mashiach is coming, but not for this generation. Not in a generation where there's flagrant violation of the most chamor yisurim al Shabbos. We're not talking about people not fulfilling se'ifim and Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about abandonment of lavin of the Aseres Hadibrois, of Isurei Karis like Nida, Ba'al Yideza Memela Misrapin Lagamri, and because of this, people slacken off completely. Afilu Lirois Lesakin Ezanoshim Shanucha Latzila Mereda Shachas, even to try to correct the small amount of people that they possibly could save from descending to oblivion. In other words, even Yireim Ushleimim, even God-fearing Jews who are observant, when they see the flagrant violation of the Ikarim of Yahadus, so they say, forget it, Mashiach's not coming in this generation, maybe in a different generation. And then they just throw in the towel, even though technically they could have turned to their neighbor who still is hanging on and say, Rabbi Yud, you know, don't forsake the Shabbos, don't close down the mikvah. But they say, what's the purpose, what's the point? The religion, the generation has gone down the drain. So this is not only symptomatic of those Jews who are lax in their observance, but even Yireim Ushleimim, they've basically given up, thrown in the towel, and have abandoned any hope of a realistic possibility of Mashiach coming for their generation. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, we'll read three more lines, V'al kein matzasi chayv l'nafshi, therefore I have found it obligatory for myself, for my soul, l'harich l'fnei hakol, to set forth before all, as amitas ho'inyan, the truth of the matter, sha'adiraba, just the opposite, pinkt fakert, bizmanenu yoiser karoiv letzapois li'yeshua. It is more realistic to anticipate the salvation. And this is something that we could possibly, that resonates with us. We think, will Mashiach come for our generation, in our country, where the majority of Jews in our country are assimilating, where 7 out of every 10 chasanos that take place in our country are intermarriage, where most Jews don't know Shema Yisrael, not only are Mechalei Shabbos, don't even know what Shabbos is. Is this the generation that Mashiach will come from? So this fear that the Chafetz Chaim says, this attitude that many people had in his time, we definitely resonates with us. Could we say the same about our generation? And to that the Chafetz Chaim says, Adaraba, in our times, in his times, and in our times, it is more possible, it is more likely, it is more important to await the coming of Mashiach. Okay, and we'll continue here Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow. Thank you everyone for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.